This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. What hypocrisy! All we heard from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and President-elect Biden over the last 2 months has been the call for unity and the restoration of America. Personally, I don't think America needs to be restored. We just need to get rid of the virus and we'd all be just fine. But I digress. President-elect Biden announced on Monday that his inauguration speech will be, wait for it, America Together. Really? Maybe someone should inform Nancy and Chuck about what the new president is proposing. Let's review the election of 2020. Democrats managed to hold on to the House, barely. They won the Georgia Senate races, giving them de facto control of the Senate, and they won the White House as well. A clean sweep, if you will. But evidently, winning all the elections, taking control of the Senate and White House, and keeping control of the House wasn't enough. Nope. Despite all the talk of unity and bringing America together for the better good, well, we now see it was all just a bunch of phony talking points for Democrats. To be blunt, they were just spewing what my grandmother would call hooey. And it worked. They hoodwinked America into putting them back in power. Now, Katie, bar the doors, here comes their real intention. First up, another useless impeachment of President Trump from House Democrats. As Uncle Joe would say, come on, man. The president is leaving the White House in exactly 7 days. Why go through yet another witch hunt when there's no time and no appetite for the Senate to even go through the motions of an impeachment? How about stemming COVID-19? How about getting vaccines in the arms of Americans rather than sitting in freezers around the country? How about removing restrictions and using smart stimulus to get the economy going again after you killed it with the mindless rules and regulations? Nope. More important, we need to impeach Donald Trump. Well, now that the elections are over, the curtain can finally be drawn back to show what these Democratic leaders are really all about. And the president-elect? Well, if he really intends to give a speech talking about America Together, then he's just as much of a farce as the Democrats in Congress. As they say, elections have consequences, and they do. The Republicans lost, and now they'll have to wait 2 long years to have another shot at running any part of the government. Such is the will of the people, and they have spoken loud and clear during Election Day. Oh, we'll see all kinds of new ideas and directions for the country, which, frankly, we really don't need. America was doing just fine prior to COVID-19, and it will do just fine again when we can whip this virus and get enough vaccinations out of the freezer and into the arms of Americans to end this pandemic. All I can say about Chuck, Nancy, and the president-elect and his America Together rhetoric is, come on, man. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.